Dead Men's Trousers by Irvin Welsh. Read by Tamdeen Byrne. Flyboys. A disquieting rivulet of sweat trickles down my back. Nerves jangling, fucking teeth slamming together. Sitting bitch in economy class, crammed in between a fat cunt and a jumpy pissheed. Couldn't get a business seat at short notice, and now my chest and breathing are constricted as I pop another Ambien and avoid the eye of the drunkard next to me. My trousers are too fucking tight. I can never find ones to fit me. Ever. The 32s I'm wearing now constrict, while 34s hang awkwardly and look shite. Few places do my optimum 33. To distract myself, I pick up my DJ mag and my shaky hands turn the pages. Too much fucking booze and ching at the Dublin gig last night. Again. Then, flying into Heathrow, a heated exchange with Emily, the solitary female in the trio of DJs I manage. Me wanting her back in the studio to master this demo I love, her having zero confidence in it. I pushed it and she kicked off, causing a bit of a scene, as she sometimes does. So I left her at the airport, boarding my connecting flight to Los Angeles. I'm fucked, my back playing up, on the verge of a massive panic attack, and the piss artist next to us is rambling on, transmitting his fear through the plane. I sit scanning my mag, gasping, praying for the pills to kick in. Then the boy suddenly goes quiet, and I'm aware is somebody standing over me. I lower the magazine and look up. My first thought is, no. My second is, fuck. He's standing in the aisle, his arm hanging casually on the seat top, above the terrorised drunkard's head. Those eyes, they fry my insides, make the words I want to speak evaporate in the desert in my throat. Franco. Francis James Begbie. What the fuck? My thoughts cascade in a fevered torrent. It's time. Time to concede. No to run, because there's nowhere to run to. But what can he do up here? Smashes? Destroy the plane in a suicide mission, taking everybody down with him? It's over for sure, but how will he take his revenge? He just looks at me with an even smile and says, "Hello there, my old buddy, long time no see."